This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
The Hawks victorious tonight over the Fordham Rams, 72-66 the final, as UMES improves to 2-6 on the season. Doug Newton here, and we bring into our postgame show head coach Bobby Collins. And Bobby, they never make it easy on you, do they?
Well, I don't expect easy right now. this is a new team. We're trying to find our way. We're building this process. And like I said last game, it's going to be a process. And we're working diligently on trying to correct the things from the last three games right. That we had chance to win at the end of the game. And today, well, Thanksgiving Day, we had a chance to practice on finishing games. We did that for an hour. And today, they executed what I asked them to do.
You talk about finishing games. You led 46-34, 12-point lead in the second half. Fordham comes right and smacks you in the mouth of an 8-0 run. What do you say to your guys at that point to get them back on track to executing like you said?
Well, at the end of the day, they are an 8-10 team.
Right.
This is a big win for our university. This is a big win for the conference. You look at what Delaware State did as far as beating Wake Forest. And anytime we can win outside of our conference, that's a plus for us. And I'm just proud and pleased of our young men, of how hard they played. And I've been asking for the effort and let the wins and the losses take care of itself. I can coach effort. It's hard to coach when you don't play with the effort.
You shot 52% as a team today. What went right on the offensive side in terms of the execution and getting good looks and then getting those shots to drop?
Well, I thought the guys really concentrated and focused on getting the ball into Mike. We got their bigs in foul trouble, and they didn't have an inside question for Michael Myers and Dominic Elliott. They did a very good job. We were two men short. Shane Randall was out with a back injury, and Iman was out. So we were two men short, two guys that we really depend on for energy. We depended on a freshman and Steven Spurlock to come in and give us some energy. So I'm just proud of our young men on how hard they played in finishing the game.
How happy are you now that this road trip, the seemingly endless road trip, 8 straight games, is finally over? You can go home. No more buses for a couple of weeks. Get to enjoy 4 straight back at WP Heights.
Well, I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
We get our home fans to come out and support us and play with the energy that we play with on the road. Because I know we still have another level to go to. Now I'm gonna have to be able to funnel that energy with those young men, because they're going to be excited to play at home because we haven't been there for the season. But hopefully we can learn from this road trip, and like I said, the road builds character. And we're going to see what happens when we get home.
And, Coach, finally, how big is it for your team going into the UMBC game next Tuesday that this one was in the win column as opposed to the last three games where, frankly, you guys thought you should have won, but they were ultimately losses? I know that was frustrating. Is it a sense of relief to know that you guys can get it done?
Well, I'm just proud of the young men.
Yeah.
Every game is different. We probably had to experience those losses in order to get to where we need to go. And I told my guys, trials and tribulations only come your way to make you stronger. And you can tell the true character of a team through adversity. We faced that adversity, some games that we obviously felt like we should have won. It didn't happen. But we had to go through those losses in order to get to where we got to go.
Well, this is a big win on the road against an A-10 team. Congratulations
tonight.
72-66, the final. That's head coach Bobby Collins.